You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Specials Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello! It's always life-affirming when I get to come onto this podcast. It's Dave Kellner here, alongside the one, the only, reality Rob Dixon, to look ahead to the live stages of The Voice, which start this weekend. First of all, a good afternoon to Rob Dixon. Good afternoon, Rob.
Afternoon, Dave.
How are you, sir?
I've done well there. I've not even called you Lee. That's a start for this podcast.
Well, Lee's searching for his bike at the moment. His bike's been pinched. And he's not happy, so that's why he's not on the podcast, and I am this week, Rob Dixon.
I can't go on about Lee's bike anymore, to be quite honest. Social media's full of people sending him pictures of bikes and people on stabilisers, so carry on with that, really.
It's been a lot of fun watching that thread grow throughout the course of the last 12 hours, Rob. If you want to send Lee a picture of a bike, at the very least you can do. The Voice, then. Mr. Dixon, The Voice. Yes. Live shows start this weekend, and the prices here with William Hill. Cody Frost is 5-2. Kevin Sim is 7-2. Chloe Castro in the market at 9-2. Jolan is 13-2. Lydia Lucy 8-1. Jordan Gray 9-1. And it's 14-1 and bigger the rest. The four coaches down to their final three acts in this year's competition. How does the book look at the moment, Rob, from a William Hill perspective? We'll get onto your own personal book in due course, but from a William Hill perspective, what's the best result and what's the worst result?
That's a good point, actually. Yeah, it's quite a long-winded competition. I think we've had about 8 weeks of auditions and knockout rounds and battles and stuff, and we finally got round to the 12. For people who are sort of new to the show, it gets filmed quite a long time in advance. It's similar to X Factor. I mean, the first stage of this actually took place sort of last October. So, I mean, if you were in the know and you knew that the person that you wanted to back's got into the live shows, and it's a big advantage that you get really over the bookmakers. And we played sort of two or three at the front, but the two or three front runners, Cody, Kevin and Chloe, have all been sort of well backed sort of in the last few weeks. So we're hoping for a shock. It's a show that has produced many a shock. This is the fifth year, and the previous four winners have all been sort of double figure winners, even going on to the final night.
Cody Frost, let's start by talking about Cody. She's kind of an emo. She's got an emo look, and she performed Another Brick in the Wall in the knockout stages, that Pink Floyd song. And I thought she was pretty impressive, but I wouldn't say she's the kind of act that wins this competition.
No, if you look at sort of the previous winners of the show, then she doesn't fit any sort of criteria, really any sort of BBC winner. Obviously it's the last year on BBC, so there is maybe the scoop to do something a little bit different, but I mean at the end of the day it's voted for again by the public, and it doesn't seem like she doesn't really seem like your sort of Middle England winner.
Kevin Sim is your Middle England winner. He was in the band Liberty X before they split up, and this is a story of redemption really for Kevin Sim, which always works well with the public. Solid enough, and I would say he is a stereotypical winner. You look at the four winners so far. Stevie McCrory last year, I think he fits that mould.
Yeah, Stevie McCrory, I mean, Stevie was favourite from quite an early stage last year. He'd obviously got the sort of Scottish vote sold quite early, but he was then he was a very sort of likeable character. You could just sort of resonate with him as a viewer. Kevin seems similar. The only thing that Kevin I think's got against him is maybe people would look and say, well, hang on a minute, you've had a career, why are you coming back onto a show like this when you've already reached sort of the pinnacle of of music, really, with Liberty X.
Yeah, no, I can see where you're coming from there. The one that I really like, Rob, having watched all these singers this afternoon, I have been working as well, Rob, but I just do this just when I get a spare 10 minutes. Team Ricky, Chloe Castro, she's 19 years old, and I thought she was sensational performing live in the last round of the competition. I really believe that she could be the winner of this program, Rob.
Yeah, she offers something a little bit different, isn't she? I mean, she's as a person, she's perfect for a show like this because she's not your typical sort of pop star. If she went on X Factor, she wouldn't even get past the first stage. Vocally, she's very different, but I think she's very good.
Yeah, and I do as well.
That puts her a little bit different from Cody and Kevin, who I think will have their supporters. But yeah, I mean, Chloe offers something different, and she's got that sort of singing background. You look for a winner of a show like this, and you look for somebody who could maybe have a stage career in the sort of West End, and I think she fits that sort of bill a little bit more than. She's not going to go out and sell hundreds and thousands of records on the back of this.
You know what I think when I see her? I see her as a kind of Andrea Begley, the sort of performer. It's unexpected when she comes out and sings.
Yeah.
I think she was spectacular in the last round.
You've seen it before with sort of Britain's Got Talent. You're going back to sort of Susan Boyle,
yeah.
Pops and stuff like that. And they come out and you think, oh, this is a joke act. And they produce an absolutely amazing performance that sort of blows you and the sort of watching public away. And this is pretty similar. And yeah, I mean, she's got the sort of northeast backing. I think she's from sort of County Durham, so it's quite a good sort of. There's people, obviously James Arthur is a recent example of somebody who's won a show from that area with sort of a strong local vote. And when I've read some of the papers up there, and they're all sort of really behind her. So it's a good shout, and probably a decent alternative at 9-2 to the front runners in the market.
She'd be my bet right now, definitely. I do like Jolan as well, 13-2. Jolan, he has his story revolves around his mother, really, and he's calling her his inspiration, his late mother, and I think he's solid as well. I much prefer Jolan and Chloe Castro to the two at the top of the betting, Cody Frost and Kevin Sim. What do you make to Jolan?
Yeah, Jolan, I mean, I think he's been in it before. I think he auditioned last year but didn't get past the first stage. So there's that little thing going with sort of him and Paloma and stuff, same as Kevin. And I think I just think he's a little bit too short in the market.
Okay.
I don't see that he's got sort of enough vocally fine. I think there's others around who sort of have more chance. I think at 13-2 he does look a little bit skinny. He's certainly one in that field at the moment that you'd want to take on.
And the other two at single figure prices, Lydia Lucy at 8-1 and Jordan Gray at 9-1. Lydia Lucy reminds me of the name of the girl escapes me. I've just watched her. The X Factor Swagger Jagger, the X Factor contestant all those years ago. Cher Lloyd.
Cher Lloyd.
Lydia Lucy reminds me of Cher Lloyd at 8-1. I don't think she is right for this type of program. I think she'd be better slotted in on X Factor personally. 8-1.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I agree. I think there was a contestant in this a few years ago. The name again escapes me. I mean, she was favourite going in to, I won't get the name in about 30 seconds. she was sort of favourite going into the final, and everyone thought, oh, well, all she's got to do is sort of turn up to win and stuff like that. And she ended up getting beat in the final. And it was very similar to this. I just think that it's probably the wrong show for her.
Yeah. Jordan Gray is the transgender contestant. 9-1 Jordan Gray.
Yeah, well, Jordan's already gone out before. She didn't make it past the first stage. And one of the other contestants, Jay Sauls, I think it was, pulled out of the competition. So Paloma was allowed to bring one act back.
All right, okay.
And that was Jordan. And, yeah, again, it's something different. There's, it's, I think it's a nice blend this year of sort of five or six different type of acts and different type of people as well. You don't, it's not the same thing. I think there's a little bit for everybody in it. So when Jordan Gray, as soon as she came back in, was very popular, 25-1 when she came back in, got as short as 6-1, just drifted out a little bit in the last few weeks. And but certainly at 9-1, certainly wouldn't rule her out.
Okay, that's the top six in the betting. Are there any others worthy of mention, do you think?
Not really. I mean, Beth Morris and Lydia Lucy are very similar type of act for me, so I think they both cancel sort of each other out. Vangelis 16-1. He was very sort of came out and was quite critical of a couple of the judges based on his performance last week, saying that they probably, they thought they were wrong to judge that. I think they did criticise him, so you kind of think that they might find a way of trying to get rid of him, X Factor style. Of the others, no, I can't really see the other three. Heather, Lyrical, and Lauren. Heather was quite a shock to get through. There were a couple of others in the market. I think Rachel Ann, who unfortunately had been carrying my money for a few weeks, it was really a choice between those two. So Heather went through, but sort of at 25-1, I think you're looking really at her going out on Saturday.
Have you had any any other bets in this, Rob?
I'd backed Cody right at the beginning, so I'm quite happy to sort of take my chance on her, that the BBC, hopefully the viewers will get behind her and maybe offer something different with it being the last show of BBC.
I've got a bet here that I really like, Rob, having looked through your prices.
Okay.
The winning mentor to be Ricky Wilson. I know he's favourite at 11-8, but I went through all these acts, and the three that I liked, without, because obviously I'm new to this programme, Rob, at the moment. I've not watched any of it, and I've just been going through the acts this afternoon, and the three that I thought were perfect for this programme and stood out to me, when looking at the past winners as well, and that sort of, that style you need to be successful in The Voice, the three that I latched onto are the three in Ricky's group, Jolan, Chloe Castro and Kevin Sim. I think Kevin Sim is your typical winner. Chloe Castro's something a little bit different, like when Andrea Begley won it for Ricky Wilson. And yeah. Jolan, I thought, had an outstanding voice. So those three all together, 11-8 for Ricky Wilson to be the winning mentor. That's my bet here, Rob.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's a very, very tough call. The problem is that you kind of, you're losing one of the front runners almost every week, because all three have got a sort of decent chance of winning. I mean, it's even, we're betting on his category, and it's so tight there. So Kevin Sim 11-10, Chloe Castro 2, Jolan 9-4. Out of the three, out of the four categories, Ricky's got the strongest trio, but it is very tough to see which one sort of survives week on week.
I'll be going for Chloe Castro 2-1 in that market. Chloe Castro 9-2 to win the competition as well. Any other business on The Voice before we just skirt on skirt to BBC Sports personality?
No, I think as I said, it's one of these. You tend to think more of the show, that the running order will be crucial again on Saturday. It starts 7 o'clock Saturday, live in play.
Okay, 8-1 co-favourites, by the way, BBC Sports Personality of the Year, Andy Murray, Anthony Joshua, Jessica Ennis-Hill, 8-1 co-favourites of three, Jamie Vardy, Katerina Johnson-Thompson, both 10-1, Rory McIlroy is 14s, Laura Trott, Lewis Hamilton and Mo Farah, all 16-1, 25-1 and bigger the rest. Since you put this market out, Rob, have you seen much interest in it?
Yeah, I mean, Anthony Joshua has sort of been one of the early springers in the market. When they announced that he was fighting for the world title, he is quite short to win that world title in a few weeks' time. So, I mean, he was sort of 25-1 at the beginning, into 8. Jamie Vardy, again, was 66-1. He's into 10-1 based obviously on Leicester's brilliant season, plus the fact that he's likely to get this striking partnership up at in Euro 2016 with Rooney currently injured as well. So the interesting one, Laura Trott as well, 16-1, going for another Olympic gold this year. I certainly don't rule out these Olympians. I mean, it has to be something very, very special to win, sort of to be a non-Olympian to win in an Olympic year. So, I mean, there's plenty more. I think there could be a lot of twists and turns again this year, because I don't think there's one standout. There's not one standout Olympian for me. So we'll wait and see.
Yeah, I think you've got to be looking at Olympians. You look back through the recent history of sports personality of the year in an Olympic year, they've all been Olympians. Bradley Wiggins, 2012, Chris Hoy, 2008, Kelly Holmes, 2004, Steve Redgrave, 2000. So last four winners in an Olympic year have all been Olympians. And the last two cyclists as well. So maybe that that cash for Laura Trott could be well placed at 16-1.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you'd think out of all the successful cyclists that we've had, obviously Cavendish, Wiggins, Chris Hoy, she's the one that's probably done as much as those, but never really been sort of rewarded with... She's never a public star as the other three have been.
I don't think she's as likeable, that's why, Rob. I think the way she comes across in interviews is maybe a little bit like Victoria Pendleton used to. Just not quite as lovable as the British public like, anyway.
No, exactly. But I mean, I suppose there was always that little bit about Bradley Wiggins being the same. But I mean, he changed sort of public perception sort of late on, and he's probably, his speech was absolutely brilliant when he won it, wasn't it? So, yeah. I mean, this chance for Laura Trott, again, she's likely to be short, especially on the individual and the team. So, we'll wait and see. But as I said, it's plenty of time. Yeah, I'd certainly be sort of taking our old mucker Andy Murray on. I still, while he's got the support, surely he'd have to win. He'd probably have to win Wimbledon, the US Open, and the Olympics to have a chance this year. Surely.
I think Max Whitlock is the bet here. I don't know if I've mentioned this to you yet, Rob, but if he wins gold at the Olympics, it would be Great Britain's first ever male gymnastic gold, I believe. And he's 40-1, Max Whitlock, to win this. I think that's a good bet. I think we might see... he's an excellent gymnast, and I think we might see a real move for him if he does perform at the Olympics. It's a big if, because he will be an outsider to win a gold medal. But if he gets one, I think 40-1 could look absolutely huge. So there's one.
I always thought this was sort of Katarina Johnson Thompson's year.
Yeah, I kind of, if I was picking one from that top end of the market, she'd be the one, Rob.
Yeah, I think all the others have got sort of question marks. Murray's obviously won it twice before. Vardy, you'd think England would have to go a long, long way in the Euros, which I'm not overly convinced that they will. Rory McIlroy's been recent history suggests that golfers do struggle to get the votes. Sort of late on in sort of when it gets to the final of these things, albeit looking at the calendar, the Ryder Cup is probably the last chance, isn't it?
Golfers have just got a horrible record in Spotty. I don't see a golfer winning. I think it would have to be something miraculous for a golfer to win.
Yeah, exactly. Plus the fact that the BBC have lost the Open Championship as well, so it's another sort of string to the bow that sort of disappeared from them as well.
And Max Whitlock, by the way, became the first man to win gold for Great Britain in the World Championships when he won on the pommel horse in Glasgow as well. So he's got that behind him. I think if he goes on and claims a gold medal in 2016 at the Olympics, I think there is a big chance at 40-1.
So there you sold it to me. You sold this to me, Dave. I'll be honest with you.
We'll see. Thank you for your company, Rob.
That's okay, Dave.
Remember, you can follow Rob on Twitter @reality_Rob, and you can follow myself @dkellner. And make sure you check out the betting for The Voice, the live show starting this weekend, and all the latest specials betting on the William Hill website. Just go to sports.williamhill.com and click on TV specials, and you'll see a full array of markets. Robert, is it you that's pricing esports at the moment as well? I know it's becoming more popular.
We do a bit of esports, apparently. It's been live on Sky last night, which is good for the people who put you, now that they've announced that
subscriptions going up.
The price has increased, and now, well, Monday night, the only live sport they had was badminton and netball, and last night we had a bit of FIFA live, so there you go.
There you go. There you go. That's what you're paying for, Rob.
Yeah.
Okay, so are you betting in play on The Voice, Rob?
Yes, Voice, 7 o'clock Saturday night.
Good. Join Rob Dixon then for in-play betting on The Voice. And for myself and Rob, have a fun specials week, and we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.